Hendrick.
Yeah.
Okay. And you do live in the city of...
Yeah, yeah, just around the corner, yeah.
How do you spell your surname, please?
H-E-N-D-R-Y.
D-R-Y.
Okay. As you know, this likely to be a budget cut.
Yeah, yeah.
What would you prioritise ring-fence and keeping money, keeping investment in, first of all?
Well, I think, like, education, first of all, because, I mean, my little brother, he's just sort of left high school not that long ago, and in his last couple of years, I know that there was, to be honest, I wasn't that impressed with how school was run, and there was always a constant stream of substitute teachers coming in. It just didn't seem like there was a great deal of money going into that, because, I mean, I know sort of, like, I would say 50% of the teachers he was being taught by in the last sort of year of his being at high school were substitute teachers. They were only there a couple of months and then they were gone.
Yeah.
There was new people coming in. So, I mean, it's pretty clear to me that there's not enough money being spent at sort of high school level and things like that.
Do you think maybe teacher training could be more invested?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, like I say, I mean, it was the same when I was at high school as well. I mean, I can remember there being a lot of substitute teachers. I was at St. David's High School in Dalkey and there was a lot of substitute teachers. Constant stream of them, and it was never sort of the same person for a few months, you know.
Yeah.
And it seemed pretty clear to me that there weren't a lot of full-time teachers coming in. So yeah, teacher training definitely.
Where do you think money is wasted? Like, what if you have to make savings at either a kind of national level or local level? Where would you make savings? What do you think that's a waste of money?
Well, I can give you a perfect example. In Dalkey, there's the doctor's surgery there. It's being torn down, and they're building a brand new doctor's surgery on the same site. And it just seems to me that you can spend quarter as much money, you know, just doing up the existing building rather than tearing it down and starting from scratch. That to me just seems like a massive waste of money. I don't see why they can't just spend half as much money making the current building, you know, more suitable rather than just tearing it down and starting from scratch.
Do you think that kind of concept of, you know, flattening something and rebuilding, do you think that's common across government councils?
Yeah, I mean, the same thing happened to my high school again. Two big high schools in Dalkey, they were torn down and then rebuilt on a shared campus less than half a mile away. That to me just seems like a colossal waste of money. I think you could have spent half or maybe quarter as much money just doing up the existing buildings and, you know, just making them more suitable, basically, rather than just, you know, the sort of tear it down, start again idea. I don't see what's wrong with current buildings, you know, that you just need to tear them down and start again. You know, I think that's a huge waste of money. And stuff like this, like tearing up roads, I mean, I assume that they're doing pipes and stuff like that, but I know a lot of stuff, and I've seen times in the city where they've dug up huge tracts of road and then they've done like a square inch of work and then they've repaved the whole area. It just seems like they're doing a lot more than's necessary. I think that they could be a lot more efficient with how they're doing things like that. I mean, I visited London and I got there in the morning and I dropped off my bag at the hotel and I went out for lunch and I came back in the afternoon and they'd finished the roadworks. They'd actually done roadworks on a street, like half a street, in less than a day. And obviously it was just they needed to because it's
I can't believe it.
I know, it was amazing. I couldn't believe it either. We were out there in the morning and there was roadworks and then we came back later on and it was like, did we imagine that? Are we on the right street? And it just, obviously they've done it because they needed to get it done quickly. You know, it's a busy street. London's a busy place. And I don't see why they can't do the same thing in Edinburgh. There's I think, a lack of efficiency. Things drag on for weeks and, you know, you've got things like wages to pay and you know, it just anything that takes longer is going to cost money. You know, I just think that they should be a lot more efficient with stuff like that. Like I say, I don't see the point in tearing down a building and starting from scratch when you can just do it the existing building. It just seems wasteful, you know.